We also need to recognize the hypocrisy in giving mothers so little support when we make it difficult for women to choose when and whether to have children in the first place. Recently, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to allow employers the right to deny insurance coverage for birth control. In addition to preventing some women from getting pain relief from endometriosis and heavy periods, this decision takes away a measure of control that can alter the entire trajectory of a woman's life. Meanwhile, states like Texas and Iowa, which had already put up barriers for women seeking abortions, tried to use the pandemic as a cover to further erode health care access for women by claiming the procedure was non-essential, a determination contradicted by leading health organizations. America has the highest maternal mortality rate in the developed world, a number that rises significantly for people of color. And in addition to taking steps to combat this disgraceful problem, we should actually take into account the considerable risk that comes with pregnancy and childbirth and the long-term implications for those who are forced to become moms when they're not ready. A study by the research group ANSWER, which stands for Advancing New Standards in Reproductive Health at the University of California, San Francisco's Bixby Center for Global Reproductive Health, found that women who sought an abortion and were denied one were more likely to live below the federal poverty line, more likely to stay with abusive partners, and more likely to suffer life-threatening complications during pregnancy and birth. Beyond letting women decide whether to have a baby, our government needs to pass legislation that would ensure that those who do become moms are paid the same as dads. According to the National Women's Law Center, for every dollar white dads made in 2018, Asian, American, and Pacific Islander moms made 89 cents. White moms made 69 cents. Black moms made 50 cents. Native moms made 47 cents. And Latina moms made 45 cents. In 2017, Michelle J. Buttig, a professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts, published a report, The Fatherhood Bonus and the Motherhood Penalty, in which she explained women's wages tend to decrease after they have kids while men's tend to increase, though these shifts are not equal across income distributions.